With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. It's your boy, Brandon Cole, here to help you navigate this crazy world one mindful step at a time. Today, we're diving into something that plagues almost all of us at some point: procrastination. You know it, I know it, that little voice in the back of our heads whispering later instead of now. Ever feel like you're playing catch-up with life? Like there's this constant to-do list looming over you, and tackling it feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. Well, I'm here to tell you that procrastination doesn't have to rule your life. We can break free from its clutches and become productivity powerhouses. Get ready for some real talk, some practical hacks, and a whole lot of motivation to get things done. Let's face it, sometimes the idea of starting something feels way harder than actually finishing it, right? That's why we need to change our approach. First up, recognize your procrastination triggers. What are those specific situations, thoughts, or feelings that send you running for cover? Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism? Maybe it's just plain old boredom. Once you know your enemy, you can start developing strategies to combat it. Think about it like this. You wouldn't walk into a boxing match without knowing your opponent's fighting style, would you? We gotta do the same with procrastination. Next up, break down those big, daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. You know that huge project that's been staring you down like a monster under the bed? Instead of thinking about it as one giant hurdle, break it down into bite-sized pieces. It suddenly becomes less overwhelming and way more achievable. Think about it like baking a cake. You wouldn't just throw all the ingredients in at once, would you? No, you follow a recipe, step by step, to create something delicious. The same goes for tackling those big projects. Number 3. Find your peak productivity time. Are you a morning person or a night owl? When do you feel most focused and energized? Schedule your most important tasks during those times when you're naturally at your best. Imagine trying to run a marathon when you're exhausted. You wouldn't be setting yourself up for success, right? So why try to tackle your biggest challenges when you're dragging your feet? Number 4. Eliminate distractions. I know, easier said than done in today's world of constant notifications and tempting scroll sessions. But trust me, minimizing those distractions can make a huge difference in your focus and productivity. Think about it like this. If you were trying to have a deep conversation with a friend, would you let everyone around you interrupt? Probably not. So why subject yourself to the same chaos when you're trying to concentrate on work? Finally, remember to celebrate your wins big and small. Every step you take towards conquering procrastination is a victory. Acknowledge those achievements, give yourself a pat on the back, and keep that momentum going. Let me tell you about a time I struggled with procrastination myself. I had this awesome idea for a podcast which, by the way, is why we're here today. But for weeks, it just stayed an idea. I was terrified of putting myself out there, afraid of what people would think. Sound familiar? But then, something clicked. I realized that fear was holding me back from doing something I truly loved. So, I took a deep breath, started small, recorded a few practice episodes, and before I knew it, here we are. See, the point is, you don't have to let procrastination win. You have the power to break free and achieve your goals. So, what can you do right now to put these tips into action? Take a few minutes to identify your biggest procrastination triggers, break down one task into smaller chunks, and schedule time for it during your peak productivity hours. Remember, even small steps lead to big results. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little motivation. Let's spread the word about conquering procrastination and unleashing our full potential. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.